Thus you may see the magnetism with two entities with the appropriate balance, male, female versus female, male polarity, meeting and thus feeling the atra, iron which polarized forces will exert, one upon the other. This is the strength of the bisexual mechanism. It does not take a nerve of will to decide to feel atra iron for one who is oppositely polarized sexually. It will occur in an inevitable sense, giving the free flow of energy a proper, shall we say, avenue. This avenue may be blocked by some distortion toward a belief, condition stating to the entity that this atra iron is not desired. However, the basic mechanism functions as simply as would, shall we say, the magnet and the iron. 104 Those of you who expand on this tendency to atra iron, depending upon the polarities involved. One entity in such an energy exchange is able to fall into an open circuit which allows the two entities who are polarized to circulate the shared energy back and forth, around and around. In this expression, one of the polarities will be sharing physical energy. The other will be sharing its excess of spiritual / emotional energy. Although it is most often true that the biological female will share the emotional and spiritual energies, whereas the male, 197, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology will share its excess of physical energy. This is not always the polarity which two entities will discover, for many biological males have the excess of spiritual energy. Many biological females have an excess of physical energy. 105 I feel sure that I am one female who has inspiration aplenty to share in terms of energy exchange, but not one iota of physical energy. I have gained a great deal through the years by fortuitous energy exchanges of a sexual nature, both of abundant physical energy and wonderful inspirational and devotional energy, with my mate, Jim McCarty. And he feels strongly that he has gained much of inspiration from our times together. As we get older, the nature of our sexual activity may change. It does for most people if they live long enough. Many experience impotence. We may. But this energy exchange we have available will always be possible, as long as we desire to offer it to each other, and take the time to share intimate touch and loving feeling, and a desire to be sacred in our intimate unity. Life beyond polarity is the life beyond polarity? Certainly. The creation as a whole, its stars and star systems, does not have polarity. It is we, in our individuated form through these densities 3 through part of 6, that experience it. And we may always move beyond considerations of polarity and dynamic, at any moment, within our hearts and minds, to come to rest in unity, within each evolutionary journey, within each density of illusion, within each incarnational pattern, each moment and each thought, there is the inter-ion and interplay of the positive and the negative polarity that is the fabric of all creation. Thus does each seeker recapitulate the essence of the one creator, and when accomplished in a dyad fashion, this process presents to each seeker the ever-expanding opportunity to grasp more and more of its nature as the one. 201, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology. 202, Chapter 7, Doing Metaphysical Work, The Discipline of the Personality. Having guarded us about with statements about the necessity of proceeding work in consciousness with persistent and conscientious daily work in keeping the lower bodily energy centers clear, I feel ready to share information on doing the adept's work, or work in consciousness, within the upper energy centers. The seats of this work are the green, blue and indigo rays or chakras, although much pure work is done in indigo alone, regardless of other centers used. The energies of the seeker will suggest in which of his energy centers the work done will reside, whether the indigo of completely inner work, the blue of clear teaching and communication, and or the green ray of healing and compassionate understanding. Don asks those of Ra, questioner, how do disciplines of the personality feed the indigo ray energy center? Ra, the disciplined personality, when faced with another self, has all centers balanced according to its unique balance. Thusly the other self looks in a mirror seeing itself. Questioner, the disciplines of the personality are the paramount work of any who have become consciously aware of the process of evolution. Am I clear on that statement? Ra, I am Ra. Ite. The heart of the discipline of the personality is threefold. 1. Know yourself. 2. Accept yourself. 3. Become the creator. The third step is that step which, when accomplished, renders one the most humble servant of all, transparent in personality and completely able to know and accept other selves. In relation to the pursuit of the magical working, the continuing discipline of the personality involves the adept in knowing itself, accepting itself, and thus clearing the path towards the great indigo gateway to the creator. To become the creator is to become all that there is. There is, then, no personality in the sense with which the adept begins its learn, teaching. As the consciousness of the indigo ray becomes more crystalline, more work may be done, more may be expressed from intelligent infinity. 1. The instruions, on the face of it, are simple. Know yourself, accept yourself, become the creator. This is a challenging statement, calling one to 203, chapter 7, doing metaphysical work, the self-acceptance necessary to accept others, the becoming of the creator that allows one to see all as one with the self and loved as the self. We are trying to get the measure of our personalities here, those shells of gifts and biases with which we equipped ourselves to sally forth into this world of shadow, service and learning. I believe that is exactly what our surface selves really amount to, just a shell. A personality shell we shall shed at death as a butterfly lifts her wings to the sunlight to glisten and dry and flies free of the cocoon altogether. We can certainly get through this life without once glimpsing our deeper and more abiding nature. But we accelerate the pace of our spiritual evolution by focusing consciously on knowing and accepting the self at a deeper and deeper level. Those of you who say, basically you are attempting, through the choices you make, to become more aware of who you really are and what your personal truth consists in. As you came into this incarnational experience, you were looking forward to the opportunity to enter into the transforming of the self alchemically with great enthusiasm and gusto, for the veil of forgetting was not yet in place and you saw the incredible opportunity to learn and to serve in the name of love. And like all those who are not in the thick of things, you thought it would be easier than it turned out to be. 2. It turns out that transformation through discipline is a lot harder than it seems from the outside of this experience looking in. We thought we would remember past the veil of forgetting, too, and look at the time it took most of us to remember who we really are. Karen Pekarsik points out that we can drown ourselves in our environment too deeply to hear our own thoughts. Others may say I spend too much time alone. Yet this is the time when I can truly find myself. If you are constantly surrounded by other people and their non-stop talk, how can you even hear yourself? There is too much commotion to find yourself. Thus, you go through life living through other people's perceptions and visions. Listening to the talk show host on the radio or television narrows your perspective into their view of life. Reading the daily newspaper first thing in the morning sets your day along their perceived views. It tends to bring about a dark cloud of separatism and negative programming. Why not take some time and find out what your view of life is, instead of incorporating other people's perceptions? Why not be original and true to yourself for a change? Why not take time to think your own thoughts? Maybe you have something more important to say. You will never know if you don't give it a chance. Challenge yourself to think through your perceptions of life. Where did they come from? Were they developed early in 204, chapter 7, doing metaphysical work your life by your parents? Teachers? Ministers? Priests? Superiors? Are they appropriate for you now, or are you just comfortable with them because you have become them? It is too easy to slide through life not questioning, just getting by, staying the same no matter what. 3. Uo talks about accepting the self. The first gift of the spiritual wayfarer is the time and the energy to move within, to work upon the discipline of the personality, that more and more of the personality may be imbued with the indigo ray of joyful, accepting love of self. 4. This is such good advice. It is very hard advice to take. For we know our thoughts, and some of them are hard to accept as they arise. but persevere. We need to accept our whole selves as we are. Only that which is accepted can readily be transformed. The Lighters give us an overview of the third instruation, to become the creator. We are aware that entities upon your planet at this time seek with great intensity the meaning of their lives and a path which might bring them that which might be called enlightenment. Many are the ways which your peoples have chosen to seek this path throughout the history of your planet. Each path has provided integral pieces of the puzzle, shall we say, which are most necessary for the sincere seeker to utilize in the polarization of the self to a degree which is, shall we say, harvestable. Many such paths have produced those called the saints, the avatars, the gurus, each of which, through disciplined exercises of many kinds, has been able to balance the centers of energy in your body/mind/spirit complex to a degree that is necessary for this harvest into the next density of the illusion of the one creator. Each discipline, while providing a viable path for the spiritual evolution, also contains those facets which may be considered distortions or misapprehensions of certain spiritual qualities and descriptions. It is our humble understanding that the path of spiritual evolution must be one which is straight and narrow and of some considerable length, traveling through many illusions and densities with the one goal, of becoming one with the Creator. What this means for each entity in any illusion is that the instreamings of the love, light of the one Creator are available for use by each entity. This love, light or prana, is being channeled through the energy centers or chakras, if you will, in such a manner that the light is used efficiently, each density providing the seeker of union with a greater intensity of light. 5, 205, Chapter 7, Doing Metaphysical Work. So this third instruation, to become the creator, is one we begin here in third density, but pursue throughout the present doave of densities until we return to the source, having truly, at last, become once again the creator from which we sprang. Here is how to be joyful, upon the arising, turn to the infinite one and, instant by instant, turn again to the infinite one, again and again, in all things giving thanks, in all conditions rejoicing. Turn again to the infinite one and rest in that peace which truly the world does not know. Joy is a living energy as powerful and as if five a teacher as sorrow. However, it demands of the seeker a self-imposed discipline of the personality which looks beyond ease and comfort and energizes and exhorts the self again and again unceasingly to rejoice, give praise and offer thanksgiving to the Infinite One. 6 As we offer praise, prayer and thanksgiving, we do become more like that deity to whom we speak, and who speaks in silence and power in return. Forgiveness in working with the self. The most powerful tool we have is forgiveness. The mind brings us lots of information about our situation which we can analyze, but that takes us just so far. We are left feeling unworthy. Problem is I don't know how to love myself, at least not yet. I'm learning how at the age of 25. I don't want to be so hard on myself, but I don't know how to stop. How do I go easier on myself? How do I love myself better? ? 7 This part about judging is a very difficult one to deal with. It is so easy to fall into berating oneself for even the smallest thing. And then there's judging others, which is equally difficult and such an enormous challenge. It is just something I have to keep working at and try not to get upset when I fail. 8 Self-judgment is so very natural. Those of hat on say, you will hold yourself accountable again and again, and must go through the pain of your own damnation. Yet always the handle of the door to faith is ready to be turned, but you as a spirit must turn it, and must go through that door into self-forgiveness and awareness of. 206, Chapter 7, Doing Metaphysical Work. Infinite Redemption and Newness, a resting place for all eternity. It takes very little faith to do very, very much, so you need not attempt to live entirely faithful lives, when first you get the idea to live faithfully, but rather see yourself as one whose journey is one of learning, and whose way of learning is that of making the errors and curing them. For in learning it would not be possible to be always cure, else one would not be learning, one would have nothing to learn. Thus, You may gaze at yourself with mercy, for you are learning, and you are a beginner. 9. We remain beginners. How do we begin to forgive? Those of want to is enough, you o say to. The desire to forgive is enough with which to begin. If one places conditions upon the forgiveness, then one is beginning in a fashion which will yet require refinement, for to forgive another truly one must erase all conditions. There is the giving of freedom by removing conditions, the allowing and accepting of free will by removing conditions. The gift freely given is the one with the greatest value, shall we say. 10. It seems a lot easier to forgive others than to forgive the self. We can even feel triumphant as we find our ability to let people off the hook, thinking, feeling that someone has done something to me is the thought and feeling of a victim. I am someone's victim. That person victimized me. It's the power of the illusion that allows us to divide between the victim and the victimizer. The thought that I need to forgive or be forgiven is an expression of illusion. I prefer to think that I create the things that happen in my life as opportunities to grow. If someone does something to me, I have two choices: be a victim, or recognize that I ranged with this person on another level to have this experience with me. This person has agreed to be my catalyst. This person is giving me a gift. It is then for me to recognize the purpose of the lesson, release the person of responsibility for my discomfort, physically, mentally and emotionally, and then be thankful for the opportunity. 11. These are authentic statements of lessons learned, but in general, loving others is by far easier than loving and forgiving the self, and Mary's note about this reveals the amount of effort behind her aha experience. Please be my witness. I forgive myself for my place in all of my transgressions. Light bulb. That's what it means in the Lord's Prayer, 207, chapter 7. Doing metaphysical work when we pray, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's been there all the time right in front of my nose. 12. Those of Latwi I say, you come to a risp, and an honoring, and a loving, and a nurturing of yourself. The key to forgiveness of others is the forgiveness of the self. Release, 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 give back to the forces of the universe those energies which are easily absorbed in infinity, and leave them not to pollute your own feelings, your mind or your heart, but rather let forgiveness flow as a sweet river under the surface of all that you do and say. 13. Sweet, peaceful, powerful forgiveness. How clarifying it feels when it comes. That's the thing about self-judgment, and judgment in general, it distorts perceptions and destroys peace. What wanderers writing in to me express the most is that wonderful feeling of relief when they see that they can set themselves free of the mistakes of the past by forgiving themselves in the present. Your question: what advice do you have to give other wanderers? My answer: forgive yourself. Love is your center. Forgive others. Love is the center of all. First go with your center, then you will know the center of all. Go forth and co-create with the all, new dreams, new realities, a new beginning. 14. Wonderful advice. Begin anew, and be free. It may hurt too much to feel free right away. When forgiveness takes place, there is a little death, and sometimes not so very small a death, indeed, for sometimes that which is to be forgiven has been held in a hard heart for a long time. It is natural to fear death, yet the road to joy, or shall we say, the way to perceive joy along the road we all travel is to rush towards whatever oblivion must be embraced in order to forgive, for the creation that springs forth from the heart to one who has truly forgiven is a beautiful and fresh manifestation. 15. So the end of the little death of letting go of judgment is a new world, in which we see with new eyes. In forgiveness is personal freedom.